Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The right to vote is sacred. It's central to the integrity of our democracy, to the principle of free and fair elections.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York says they'll work to restore the full force of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, but a federal appeals court has dealt the landmark law another blow. An important ruling in an Arkansas gerrymandering case says only the federal government, not private citizens or groups, can challenge voting rules under the racial discrimination section of the law. Civil rights organizations say that would cripple a major tool for protecting minority votes and say they want to take it to the Supreme Court. Michigan's the latest state to tackle AI-generated content in election ads. The state house has passed a bill to require disclaimers on all AI content and ban what are known as deep fakes. Ilana Beller with Public Citizen says election confidence is at risk.
This is a really important place where states can play a role in helping to stop an issue before it becomes something really, really big and dangerous.
Texas, Minnesota, California, and Washington have already passed similar laws, and the Federal Election Commission is now looking at regulation of AI in campaign ads. New York is the 12th state to enact a Clean Slate Act. More than 2 million New Yorkers will now have their criminal record sealed after a waiting period to help them better find housing and employment. Governor Kathy Hochul says the best crime-fighting tool is a good-paying job.
You only get this if you've turned your life around. But the good news is millions of people have. They're the ones we're focused on here today.
The United Auto Workers says more than 60% of the rank and file at the Big Three automakers have voted to ratify the new contracts won in their six-week strike. UAW President Sean Fain says that means cost of living adjustments, annual retiree bonuses, and the elimination of wage tiers.
Everything we've done to this point has been with one goal in mind, to win a record contract that reflects the Big Three's record profits.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz says Republicans will soon reach a deal with Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to end his hold on some 400 military promotions. That comes as several GOP senators are saying they've grown so frustrated with Tuberville, they would help Democrats change Senate rules to get around him. Cruz says he agrees with Tuberville's anti-abortion stance, but the holds are hurting readiness.
We will find a course of action that allows the military promotions that need to happen to go forward, but that also allows Tommy to continue to fight valiantly for the unborn.
And Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is pressuring House Speaker Mike Johnson to create a new January 6th committee. She says it would exonerate the MAGA wing of the GOP. Johnson's already making public 40,000 hours of footage from the Capitol attack. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.